This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all one word, all lowercase. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And I have a surprise for you folks. Joining us right now, in this hour, we have our very good friend, who normally is around for hour number one and hour number two of the program, and that's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, and thanks for coming back to do this, because I thought it might be unique since Ron has the day off, since he's not feeling good. So you and I are going to tackle this 30 minutes and have a good old time. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, let's say the pledge and get going. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, gosh, I don't even know where to start, because a couple things have changed since you and I talked a couple hours ago. Number one, we have the British Prime Minister now. Her name is Liz Truss, and she is hitting the ground running, if you will. And it looks like as if there's going to be some great things that are going to be done by her, because she's already established the fact that she's going to go out and borrow $100 billion from the government, I believe, and the government lending to the government, to establish and freeze the oil prices where they're at, so people won't get stung this winter when they have to buy heating oil, kerosene, or whatever.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's going to work out to about $113 billion or 100 billion pounds. It's an energy stimulus package that they're talking about. But, of course, Captain, the idea is how is it going to be paid for? And she campaigned with really a no new taxes sort of sentiment during the campaign. So it does beg the question, how would this actually be funded? But in the meantime, of course, the idea of freezing the prices for a time, they're trying to protect the people there who are going to be having to heat their homes, obviously, this coming winter. But it does introduce some other problems that they may have to deal with down the road.
Well, they're going to shift some money around, obviously, from the left hand to the right hand. And, of course, politicians are good at that. I'm sure that for the good of the country and understanding what's going on, because the economic crisis they're in right now, soaring energy costs, the confined continued bailout and fallout from Brexit, all that sort of stuff, which really set them behind the eight ball, they're coming out of that, and I think they're going to do all right.
I think so. However, as they come out of this energy freeze at some point, to pay for it, they may have to establish some new kind of new tax. So she'll have to navigate that, given the circumstances.
Yes, absolutely. And folks, if the voice sounds familiar, but you can't place it, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's on this morning with me during the fourth hour for the first two segments. You hear him normally during the first hour or so of the program. Now, we've got a lot of different things going on here. The left-wing Guardian panics are just going nuts over some of these movies that are coming out talking about Hunter Biden and about my son Hunter, that review. and people are just on the left side of the aisle, they're going bananas because they just can't understand. Oh, my God, people are actually believing some of this.
Well, people are interested in it, too. They really do want a window into the leadership and certainly the presidency itself. And they were really denied that viewpoint or that window, as it were, back during the campaign, as so many of the Hunter Biden stories were literally stifled. And so here you have, Captain, all this drip, drip, drip about Hunter Biden, and every single time we get something, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Now, I'm going to say something here in regards to Biden's MAGA threat speech last week. The majority of the people that have now been polled about that speech, this was a huge backfire on the part of Joe Biden and the Democrats. They reject the speech as being unacceptable, not respectful, and never should have been done.
That's right. I think they're also referring to it as a dangerous escalation, basically. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, to have an American president, Captain, come out and say the things that Joe Biden said, they see it as a purely political thing, but also a very dangerous road that the president's trying to take this country down, and nobody likes that.
Yeah, and I want to point out to the country that Mitch McConnell is being quiet on Biden's speech attacking the MAGA movement and all the accusations he's been making. That's not a leader. Where I come from, that's not a leader. Time for a change. Time for a change. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Nat Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. Hardly a week goes by, folks, when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey, the flagship store, 19 and 54, asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new or a used Nissan or one of their other vehicles. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from all over where this radio show is heard. The Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, the Northeast, the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, also as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either at Moss. Over 700 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could possibly want. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value right now, so upgrade your ride. And don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered you. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and a brand new Moss Nissan coming to Brooksville, Florida in the not-too-distant future. We'll be up there for the grand opening. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. Now, make sure you go to Moss, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us during this hour. Special appearance by him, and thanks, Kyle, for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain. Great to be here.
Yep, and you still have a voice.
That's right.
Now, I just heard this. It just came across the wire. The Clinton nonprofit gave $75,000 to an anti-police group. Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, my goodness. Well, obviously, Captain, we're not all that surprised by that. Because this continues to be sort of a mainstay now among the left.
Defund the police. Well, somebody needs to tell the Latinos that, and the blacks, because the black and Latino communities want more police, based on the stories that I got in front of me.
Well, that's exactly right. The whole point, you know, people, no matter what community they live in, decent people want to have law and order. They want to have law enforcement because they want to live their lives in peace. But, Captain, when you defund the police and when you demonize the police, this is also really an important cog in that. When you demonize the police and try to turn people against law enforcement, then you just open up to all kinds of problems. Criminals just say, hey, this is great. It's like a smorgasbord out there.
Now, the weather is always on people's minds, right?
Of course, yeah.
You've got fires that have broken out there in your area of the country because it's been so hot, correct?
That's true. Yes.
And it doesn't take much for a fire to start. For example, if you pull a running vehicle with a catalytic converter onto a field of some sort and there's grass, dry grass, or whatever underneath you, you can actually start the field on fire because of the heat that's already there and the heat that's coming from the vehicle.
Yes. Yes.
And that happens all too much.
Well, that's right, and fortunately, you know, we've had the really hot weather out here in the West, but at least in Southern California, we haven't had the gusty winds. So there have been fires. There was a fire started up in Hemet. There was a fire up in near Castaic, but they were able to get a handle on them more or less quickly because they weren't dealing with the big winds.
Now, the other thing is that rain. We haven't had a lot of rain in a lot of places. It's kind of been stuck to one place. For example, Mississippi, Louisiana, north of Atlanta, Georgia, Kentucky, parts of Tennessee, and that rain continues.
That's very true. And, of course, over the last few days, we've seen some pretty bad flooding as well.
Right, and we've even got rain going up the East Coast to New England. Providence, Rhode Island, to be exact, was one of the areas where they had quite a bit of rain, too.
Yeah, and I think in the last couple of days it's been raining in Boston. I know that for a fact, because my daughter's in Boston.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's go to the line for a minute here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. I was Eric in East Tennessee. I can't even talk.
In the eastern part of the world.
Yeah, somewhere on Earth. Yeah, I was calling. Mom, is that you? Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Real quick, you and Kyle, you've been talking about, I guess, off and on regarding the new British Prime Minister,
correct,
Elizabeth Truss. She, in my opinion, based on friends we got over there in Liverpool and Brighton, that she is basically going to be a Bojo light for the British Isles. And she's now you were talking about. €200 billion.
$100 billion American.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
€200 billion going on over there. Basically, what she's doing is redistributing the wealth over there to pay for the 80% higher energy costs,
right,
that are going on from last year. She's not lowering anything. She said that there's going to be
she's frozen the price,
right,
of oil.
Right. They're not doing anything to lower the cost of oil by you know, increasing drilling of BP or bringing that oil from globally to the, you know, Western, or how should I say, Western world, so to speak, particularly the UK. She's also the one, when she was foreign secretary, one of the first, I guess, international leaders to call for a nuclear war with Russia, and that was printed on the 28th of February. That had only been going on for 4 days. So there's... She was one of the reasons, you know, in addition to American and some other leaders, I forget some of the names, but who called for nuclear annihilation of the Russian Federation.
So what's your point?
Well, my point is this. There's it's two sides of the same coin. There are establishment Tories over there, regardless of her background of being, you know, she's the child of two leftist parents. Well, leftism during when she was born was more of a the old school Democrat
right.
party here in the United States.
Right.
The depression and the suppression and
okay, I got a question for you. Then we got to go because we're running out of time. My question is, how did she get 22,000 more votes than the other guy?
Lip service, in my opinion. She's going to promise the world and deliver the exact same thing. Just look at establishment, you know, what people call establishment Republicans and our Republican leadership. She's going to do what it takes to get in and then go about hemming and hawing. Now, you made mention about a Brexit, the referendum on Brexit.
Yeah, she was involved.
They voted to leave the European Union. Well, my contention is, how does one leave the European Union on paper if they're still following European Union dictates through one side of their mouth?
Okay.
This is not just
right,
not a UK issue.
Right.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Okay. Kyle, I want to give you an opportunity to get in on this. So what do you think?
Well, you know, certainly, yeah, I believe that the new prime minister, she was initially against the Brexit, as it was called, leaving the European Union, but has now changed her position on that, we know. Basically, she's going to have to be dealing, though, Captain, with some very familiar things that's here stateside. One of those things has to do with inflation and also the real possibility for them in terms of having their own recession. So as we go through this, on either side of the pond, as it were, it'll be interesting to see how she tries to combat those things compare it to what the American government will be doing.
Well, Joe Biden vowed to work closely with her on the Russia issue, and she hasn't said a word about that. And I think she's just kind of going, really? Really? We can handle that, Joe.
Well, right. Well, and of course, you know, Joe Biden has been leading from behind this whole time. And so I think you're going to
find he's actually been leading?
Well, in a weird sort of backward sense, yes. But certainly what you're going to find Great Britain and other NATO members that are more literally on the front lines with Russia, as it were, they're going to be the ones that are going to be formulating, I think, the strategy moving forward. And Joe Biden may just be tagging along in many respects, unless there's some dramatic change and he wants to show real leadership in all of this. But we'll see.
Okay, let's see here. I hear the music coming in my ear. I want to thank you very much for coming back and doing these two segments. Appreciate it very much. We've got some interesting things out there to the people. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same normal time, same bat channel.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Go to his website, kylewarrenshow.com, kylewarrenshow.com to find out more about him. And I'll be back with the Sports Zone quarterback.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said she will not run for president again. Clinton discussed her answer on Tuesday when asked the question by CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
Would you ever run for president again?
No, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we have a president who respects our democracy and the rule of law and upholds our institutions.
What if Donald Trump runs again?
He should be soundly defeated.
People in Jackson, Mississippi still can't drink the city's water. A boil water advisory has been in effect for more than a month. Officials said they must see two rounds of clear samples, which is a process the city plans to begin midweek. Federal officials say DNA identifies deceased truck driver Henry Wise as the 1988 killer of Stacy Lynn Chahorsky. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, it's the Captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Guess who's on the line, cowabunga, dude.
Captain, good morning, sir. Good morning, America. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing, by the way. How about those Rays?
Hey, buddy, they're playing some great baseball right now.
I watched that game last night from start to finish. It was great.
That's just amazing how they made a serious comeback here. Mm-hmm. You know? And the Red Sox are trying to play some better baseball, too. I thought the Red Sox would be better this year. It just didn't quite work out for them. But the Rays are playing some fantastic baseball. 76 victories. They're 76 and 58 right now. And, you know, we have 29 games left. You know, can they win? You know, 18 of them, that's very possible. They can get to 94 wins. I think they're pretty well in a good position to at least get the wild card. I don't know if they can catch the Yankees, Captain, but you never know. This is a fun time of the year. Now, they're 4.5 games behind the Yankees. We shall see. Anything can happen. But the Blue Jays are right on the tail. And even the Orioles, you know, it's 72 wins. But they could get on the roll. The Cleveland baseball team up there in good old Cleveland is 70-64. It looks like they, you know, got a stronghold on the AL Central. But, again, you know, so the Twins, you know, they're at 68 victories, just less than two behind right now. And the White Sox are 68-68. And they're right at three games behind. They play an extra game. So you never know what's going to happen in the AL Central. I don't think the Astros can get top captain by the good old Mariners. Seattle Mariners for all our friends out there in the Pacific West. But if they can keep playing hard, they can have a shot at the wild card too. And they seem, for some reason, Captain, to be able to give the Astros and the Yankees a difficult time. So they could be your dark horse to really do some damage there in the baseball. And now the Mets and the Braves are exactly tied, Captain, for all friends up there in Atlanta. 85 wins and 51 losses. So that one's going to definitely go down to the wire. And then for our friends in the West, the St. Louis Cardinals are 80-56. Their AK was up on the Brewers now. I
think is Pujols going to get 700 home runs?
Ooh, it's going to be close, Captain. What a career he's had.
He's what, two back now?
Yeah. So
Something like that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's got a good shot at it. You know, what a great career. Great guy. Nice. He's always nice to the kids, Captain. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about him. And he's been great for the game. And he's done it the right way. But, you know, talking about the out west, you know, I said it, the Dodgers just look so unbeatable this year. I mean, man, 93 wins. Mm-hmm. Wow. But you get to the postseason, as we all know, Captain, any given Sunday in football, you know, and given day in baseball. And that's why in baseball they play the best of five, best of seven, to see how you move forward. I'm really curious to see who's going to win the Braves and Mets. If one of them can come out, you know, in a good position and get hot, they both have good pitching, they both have good hitting, very consistent teams. So it'll be fun. Speaking about our friends up in Atlanta, Georgia, Captain, the Georgia Bulldogs. Man, oh, man, ranked number two now. They played great last week. It's going to be, you know, Alabama and Georgia to the wire again, I think. And we have a lot of people up there that really pull for Georgia Bulldogs. But they passed Ohio State because Notre Dame gave Ohio State a decent game Saturday night. And Notre Dame only went down a few pegs, and Ohio State went down a few pegs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nice part about it. Clemson dropped the spot to number five. And how about the Florida Gators? This flagship station, Captain, Devin, and it is the home of the Florida Gators, baby. And then they go all the way up to number 12. Okay, from nowhere since they beat the Utah Utes. So that's pretty exciting news in college football. This is the first time, Captain, that Florida and Kentucky will be playing and both be ranked. Kentucky's ranked number 20 and Florida's number 12. So
where's that game being played?
That's going to be at Florida in the Swamp.
Okay.
And then for a lot of friends up there in Tennessee, they're 24. They're going to Pitt, number 17.
Mm-hmm.
Pitt had an exciting game against West Virginia last Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, Captain, tomorrow night, it's about the NFL football season. The L.A. Rams be hosting the Buffalo Bills. Myself and a lot of other people think this is Buffalo's year. We're going to see if they can pull it off, Captain. They have all the pieces of the puzzle ready.
Could be.
So now it's just a matter of executing and making it happen.
Could be.
They're really good. Hope they can do it. It's a good franchise up there. You know, you're very familiar with that organization.
Oh, I am.
They do a lot in the community, and really like what the Wilson family's done with that organization. And we wish them the best. And how can you not, Captain, in my opinion? I mean, they're really just a great bunch of people, to say the least.
So, mm-hmm.
A little bit of tennis. Miss Golf ran at the U.S. Open in the quarterfinals with a loss to Garcia. Now, for a lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, you mentioned Tampa Bay Rays. Well, the Bucs, they're not sure Donovan's going to, you know, start Sunday or not at Dallas. But he's trying to get ready for the game. I think it'd be in their best interest to let him sit out the first game, Captain, you know, and see what happens. Speaking about captains, Mr. Captain Matt Bruce, Mitchell Trubisky, named the Pittsburgh Steelers starter and one of the five captains of the team. So Tomlin's really putting the ball in his hands to say, hey, give me that, the new kid, Kenny Pickett, the University of Pittsburgh stalwart quarterback. He was drafted in the first round by Pittsburgh. So now let's see how you can run the ship in this kid.
The hometown boy.
Yes, sir.
That's always quite a story for the teams when you can get a hometown boy in there and do good.
Absolutely. It really is. But, you know, it's funny you mention that because it was real close to Dan Marino being the hometown boy for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it ended up him being the Miami Dolphins guy. So it's funny how pro sports works, how things happen. That's a great point you just made, Matt. And, you know, I'm really proud of this one NASCAR executive. You know, he's grown up. We can't have these bad parts. We can't have cars, you know, just, you know, burning up for no reason. It's got to stop. So, Scott Miller, I respect you. He's the senior vice president of competition. And, you know, he agreed with Kevin Harvick. He said, you know, Kevin's right on this. You know, I like when the commissioners, executives of any sport captain can come together and agree on something and not always have to be a fight. You know, of course the Democrats and Republicans can do more of that, but I don't know. Seems like that ship has sailed, right, Captain? So, anyway, no pun intended there. It's the way it is. Well, Captain, I appreciate you having me on the show and talking and getting up to date on sports here. And, you know, I'd love to help anybody out there listening with any insurance needs they have. It's real simple. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Captain can share with you, let you know. Captain, I've helped you out. You know, you mentioned that doctor helping you out with your leg.
Oh, yeah.
In the spot before.
He saved my leg. He saved my leg.
Yeah. Put you with the right insurance company, got you with the right doctor, and, you know, this guy saved you. I do it for people all the time. And besides your health, I also save your pocketbook. So take advantage of my expertise. Give me a call. I can save you money and help you out. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Look forward to talking to you, having a cup of coffee, and see how I can be of help to you. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. Talk to you Friday morning. We'll talk about tomorrow's football game and some other upcoming sports of college and pro football.
And maybe we'll see you college Sunday football. Where I'm going to be.
Yes, sir. I am looking forward to that. After
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on Friday.
Absolutely. Sounds great, Captain. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, sir, Patrick. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And we appreciate him very much. And, of course, he is Sundays on this great flagship station of mine. You can hear him between 11 and 12. They have a Facebook page, The Sports Zone, and they also have their podcast over there, The Sports Zone. So go over there and listen to it. I'm sure you're going to like what you hear. Okay, coming up next, not to be confused, the consumer quarterback. Yep, the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. We're going to talk about some stuff over that away. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. And for you folks listening to us up there in Atlanta, or maybe up there in Detroit, or maybe up there around Madison, Wisconsin, if you're looking for some good blinds, good shades, good shutters that are made in the USA and that are made by Hunter Douglas, the Hunter Douglas Corporation, then they're the place to go. And yes, they can send them to you. They can mail you what they have, parts, pieces, whatever you want. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, Dominic's also offers installation here locally, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And don't forget, you can call the store at 941-922-2345 and ask them any questions you have, or ask them when they can come see you. How's that? Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And for you folks out of town, listening to me around the country, 941-922-2345. Get your questions in there. They'll be happy to answer them, and maybe they can help you out with something they got. 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right. This is the day we bring on the consumer quarterback. And, of course, the thing that Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, specializes in on his radio show, which is heard locally here on my flagship station, is he tries to help out the people that are having problems with just basic everyday things that you don't even think much about. Right, Brandon?
Yeah, all types of different categories. That's why we're a consumer advocate on our show. We bring on attorneys and CPAs, home service providers, and all types of great expert contributors on our show. And the goal is to help people understand more about their buying decisions. And my wife, Lindsay, and I are also, you know, real estate agents with a national brand. So we can help your listeners in any market. You know, we can help you buy, sell, or invest in any market across the United States with our team at Keller Williams Realty.
Well, this doesn't seem to be much of a time to be talking a lot about buying or selling real estate, because I'm telling you, I've seen the real estate market just die. I mean, die. New homes, I've watched them stop. Of all places, Lakewood Ranch. Of all places, Lakewood Ranch.
Yeah, it's, shifting demographics. I'm reading an article right now through the National Association of Home Builders, and it's a shift in single-family home building towards smaller market continues.
Correct.
So instead of building in the larger, densely, urban areas, and it's also a result of the COVID migration effects. So that's what's happening is people are, home builders are building more in the rural and suburbs than they are in the downtown areas.
And the homes are getting smaller. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they're trying to make them more affordable now because they are noticing the affordability fall with the mortgage rates, hovering between 5% and 6% now, whereas just about, 6-8 months ago they were, in the 3% and 4%.
Now I will tell you this: I've noticed with all of the migrants coming in, the illegals, that the rents in certain areas, especially in the inner cities, have been jacked up. Because they know they have, quote, a captive audience or a captive market. And they've intentionally jacked the rates up, and the people really can't afford it. They've got to have half a dozen people to be able to afford a one-bedroom apartment anymore.
Yeah, especially in those urban markets. And, the big companies also are really playing into effect with that. And it gets into ESG, those ESG scores with BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Those are the biggest players in that market, and they're buying up millions and millions and, dollars worth of homes and housing, and then they're jacking up the rent. So it's really bad. It's not good for America. They're trying to turn us into a renter's place instead of a home ownership. The dream of home ownership is eroding right before our very eyes.
It's going to be a dream for a while, I think, until they can control the inflation. But here's the deal: there's a study out there conducted by the Coalition for a Prospectus America, known as CPA. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
All right, it reveals that increasing U.S. tariffs by 15%. For all imported products, and by 35% on products in vital supply chains would create about 10 million new American jobs and generate over $600 billion in revenue. Now, I must be missing something here, because anytime you raise tariffs, which are actually a tax, if you will, on products coming into your country, you're not doing anything to help the sale of the product. You're hurting it because you're making it more expensive.
Yeah, it's, and they're going to pass that along. That's going to be passed along.
So how is that going to increase jobs in America? Does that mean we're going to make the product here instead of importing it?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what they're getting at is, they're going to import it. Less imports are going to have, there's going to be demand for it still. Okay. So they're going to have to increase domestic production, which is what Trump was doing. And it's the opposite of what the Inflation so-called Reduction Act is doing. It's offshoring jobs. It's hurting the steel industry. It's hurting fossil fuels. And, and they don't, that's what they want. They're the party of chaos.
And I told you so. I told you so. You and I talked about this a few weeks ago, and I said that this is going to hurt us. Now, invading migrants are colonizing cities, causing rents to be driven up, inflating prices, importing foreign languages, and pushing locals out of their businesses and neighborhoods. This, again, coming from a report that's out there. Now, the report likely is unlikely to get much criticism from pro-migration lobbies in the United States because it describes a criticism by Mexicans about Americans who use their income from U.S. jobs to occupy cheaper apartments in Mexico down on the border. And I didn't know this. Down on the border, Americans are moving into Mexico and renting out their houses because it's cheaper to live in Mexico.
Wow, yeah. And you know, there's a couple things to talk about there, too, is a lot of times they'll take their money and ship it back home, so they're not spending that money in America.
Right.
Then, you know, also, you know, the drugs. You know, mentioned the drugs and the human trafficking with the border situation, too, and, you know, the increase in violence and rape and all those problems. But the Biden administration, you know, they just ignore that. They say, oh, yeah, we do have a closed border. So they're just flat-out lying to us like they do about everything else.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I got to ask you a question. Did you see what they're calling the dark Brandon speech last week with with Biden? What were your first thoughts when you saw that color configuration?
I just thought it was very biblical, and you know, we are in a spiritual war, and that just shows you, like, the imagery right there. It's like, who thought that would be a good idea in their administration? You know, it's crazy.
Well, they... The devil worshippers, I guess, because that looked like that was straight out of hell.
It did.
Yeah. So I'm not the only one that thinks that. So I'm not the only one that thinks that. You're number two.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it all over social media too. That's the resounding, you know, the follow up from that speech is just how bad it was. And you know, they sit there and say these radical ideas. So we're so radical because we believe in right to life and you know, against late term abortion. You know, like, we're the radical ones, though. You know, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. They sit there and point the finger and they lie about everything that they're doing, and they're calling us exactly what they do.
That's correct. And the polling data, by the way, after that speech, has absolutely gone against Joe Biden and the Democrats. The polling data has just absolutely cost them dearly for that speech. Wait till you see the polls that come out later in the week.
Yeah, as it should. And then, you know, you have this corporate media that keeps lying about, oh, well, the Democrats have momentum now. They're going in. They've got momentum. They're swinging it back to their favor. No, they're not. It's another lie. It's another CNBC poll or, you know, you name it, the left-wing corporate media run, you know, pollsters. They lie, and that's, they try to suppress the vote. They don't want you to go out and turn out and vote. But we have to turn out and vote in record numbers this time, Captain.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And now, by the way, they're calling this the Roe v. GOP, the Roe v. GOP. That's Roe as an R-O-E.
Yeah, well, hey, that's good, because we believe in life. We believe that God puts every baby in the mother's womb for a reason.
Yep.
And if they want women's rights, they've got the right to close their legs and do, you know, hey, do it by the Bible, do it biblically.
And also, this was also returned back where it should have been to begin with, and that was to the states.
Exactly. That's all we're saying.
Yep.
You know, and,
all right.
You know, most of the time, it's up until 5 or 6 weeks.
Well, Brandon, I've come to the end of the segment. I got to say, see ya.
Yes, sir.
It's consumerqb.com. And go over there. Your phone number is
813-917-1894.
All right. See you next.
813-917-1894.
See you soon. Thanks very much. Okay. Brandon Rhymes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. And I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Thursday mornings, it's Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. That'll be good. God bless America. See ya.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.